People of Goma saw since Sunday morning the passage of two jets in the Congolese airspace. But today, around 11:30 local times, one of those jets passed very close to the border of Rwanda. And the Rwandan government said that they passed in their airspace.
Has there been any response from the Rwanda side about this jet?
Rwandan government did a statement informing the Congolese government and the international opinion that Congolese jet fighters violated the Rwandan airspace, but they didn't do any military reaction. We can read in the statement, Rwandan government called Congolese and all actors of the region to go back to the peace talk in Luanda, Nairobi, and Bujumbura.
What can you tell us about the talks going on between these two countries?
This will be the third time that the two countries have to talk in Angola. And during the latest conflict between DRC and M23, Rwanda and DRC have talked in Nairobi and then in Angola. And both sides are not respecting the engagement. I remember the last time when President Tshisekedi and Kagame was in Angola, they didn't sign the final communication. Make us think that things are not good in that side. Diplomacy is not going in the good side. But on ground here, we think that Congo wants to respond on the M23 attacks by military way, as now they engaged fighter jets, because since the beginning of the war between M23 and FRDC, Congo didn't use its jets, but now they engaged jets, and we think that they are ready to fight and not to negotiate. But we don't know. Maybe diplomacy will do other things than what people are expecting.
What can you tell us, Jaffa, about this mobilization of young Congolese to fight the M23?
Yes, the last talk of the president to the nation, he called all young people to join military, to support soldiers so that we can defeat. And the day after, thousands of young people. It was like 2,000 in Beni and 800 in Goma went to register themselves to the FRDC to be trained so that they join front line. This, according to the spokesperson of the FRDC, is what will show the courage of Congolese youth, as they want peace. They want now to participate in the processes to recover peace in their country.
Jaffa, thank you so much for talking with us. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.